The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Virginia on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ACC Network Extra. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you for having me. I would just like to say that I'm very excited about the opportunity our program had last Thursday night. I really appreciate the way our fans responded and created a great atmosphere for us and chance on national stage for us to showcase our facilities and our program and our players. And very disappointed in the fact that we didn't finish, and that's something that we're addressing this week and challenging our guys with, the ability to play 60 minutes. So, but going to build off the positives and correct the negatives and move forward. So excited about the opportunity number two to head to Virginia and play a very, very good football team. And led by Coach Mendenhall, does a great job fundamentally, and his kids play extremely hard, and they have a very good team. So we have to represent the Big Ten as we head to Virginia.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Tom. As far as receivers go, one name we haven't really heard a whole lot of is Jonah Morris. Just kind of curious, where is he in the mix? Is he healthy? Is he actually in the mix? I mean, what's his status going forward?
He's healthy. He's been came into camp with some – got dinged up a little bit, but came in and has been competing, has been working with our look teams and giving our defense a look during practice and challenging him to be able to step up in those situations and make plays. You know, just like we give the charge to all of our guys, said it again today, to our team after practice, and that's each player's responsibility to prove to his position coach and the head coach that he deserves to play, and you do that by making plays during practice and doing what your coach to do. So he's just competing there like the rest of several other guys in that mix to be able to fight and claw and scratch to get playing time. So he needs to prove himself in that regard.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tom. I was wondering, would you like to clarify what you meant when in the post-game comments you made a reference to about JT Bear, about that's not an accurate quarterback? Would you like to clarify that?
Yeah, I think that's just not been one of his strengths, but I think that that's something he's been focused on. And when we attacked him, that's kind of the approach that we had. But, you know, I think he's a tremendous football player. You know, met him in the recruiting process in the past. Man, he's such a tough, hard-nosed winner. He's doesn't lose very many games on the teams he's played on, both high school and college. So, ton of respect for him, but haven't felt like that was, you know, that was an area we were trying to capitalize on. I think he's improved in that area for sure. But I think for them to be where they want to be, that's something that he's going to continue to focus on. They're going to continue to focus on. And that was kind of my point in saying that is the fact that he does a lot of things extremely well. I just feel like that was one area we thought we could take advantage of and try to help our defense out by making him be accurate.
Was he more accurate than you thought he would be?
Underneath he was, yes. And I think that he's like every quarterback. You know, if you don't get him disrupted and get him out of rhythm, they're going to be more accurate. And so he did a good job for sure and made his pay in critical situations. So hats off to him and wish him nothing but the best the rest of the season.
Thanks, Tom.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Radio.
Hi, Chris Allen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Just talk about the matchup going down to Charlottesville to take on Virginia. What do you see getting ready for that game? Because they played really well against Wayne and Mary.
Yeah, they did. They were very sound in all three phases. You know, just a good, solid performance. We have a lot of respect for them. And they do a lot of things well. Throw the ball well. Very accurate quarterback with a system that fits him. And running backs that are quick and decisive in the running with a big offensive line. And defensively, very, very sound. Just do a great job of playing their scheme and their system and playing hard. And that's such a reflection of the coaching staff and what they've done. And then they've, you know, all the years that this staff's coached, they've just that seems to be the constant, is the effort of their kids, which you have to respect tremendously, you know, to get kids. So, you know, big challenge for us. You know, they don't have a lot of chinks there in regards to just giving things away. They make you have to earn everything on both sides of the ball and in special teams as well. So great return game, guys that do a good job of creating field position for their team. So been impressed by watching them on film and know that in year two for Coach Mendenhall that they're just going to keep getting better and better.
And just talk about your team. I know are you happy with your squad last night? I know, you know, losing is not good, but were you happy that they were very competitive last Thursday?
Well, I was happy with how we played in the first half and half of the third quarter, but not the rest of it. No, you know, we were beyond the point of just feeling good about being, you know, playing good for most of the game. You know, that's not our standard here now, and just disappointed for sure. But know that we have to get better. You know, played a great football team in Ohio State, and they made plays at critical times, and we did not. So definitely excited how we started the game, but not how we finished.
Well, good luck and safe travels to Charlottesville.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. LEO.